Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, letters plus Mike Mark, some Bond talk, and cremated ashes. It's on the way in just a minute.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Response while he was gone.
Okay.
When he took her to the airport, so sweet, she knew she'd be rid of his fat ass for 2 weeks. Back home, some time with the family to spend, and while there, she'll be banging her old boyfriend. She'll be banging her old boyfriend. He's got a better job. He drives a nicer car. And he's much bigger where it matters by far. She hopes this little trip never ends. The whole time she'll be banging her old boyfriend.
All right. You win. Okay.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Chick McGee. We got a lot of mail to get to.
That's right. We've got one concerning one of our staff members.
Uh-oh.
Oh, go ahead. What is
Dear Bob and Tom Show, remember yesterday when Tom said, wouldn't it be great if Mike Mark... whatever his name is, lost his leg to a shark while he was on vacation.
Yes.
And if you don't remember it, here's what it sounds like.
By the way, Tom, your fear of sharks, have you seen the shark sightings in Maine?
Yeah, all the way up in Maine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're on top of that, right?
Yep.
Especially since a member of our staff is currently there.
Oh, he's back, but he's sick. I wonder if he got bit by a shark. Oh, no.
Oh, boy, wouldn't it be great if he walked in and only had one leg?
Wouldn't it be great if someone we've worked with over 20 years, maybe 30.
I mean, only if it was maybe just a foot. Eaten off by a shark. I mean, not like some, sad diabetes thing. The poor of a shark bite.
But a shark bite his foot off. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes, I remember that.
A new nickname.
Bag.
See, now this only makes me want to be able to listen to us while I'm on my way to work. I guess I can.
That's funny.
But anyway, this writer, Brian, says you could call him Mike Mark. What the hell happened to your leg?
A little long.
That's Brian. There you go.
Mike Mark is fine. He did not lose a leg.
He has all of his limbs. He just had a little cold.
He has a little sunburn, but...
He's back. Okay.
He is back.
And he said his son wants to move to Maine.
Yeah.
No, he hasn't gone in December.
Well, that was precisely what he pointed out.
Oh, man. It only gets better in December, I think.
I kind of did. Why not?
Sunset 3:45?
No.
Yeah.
I've never been. Is it basically just Canada? Does it feel more Canadian than American?
Hella.
Chilly. It's beautiful.
It has a different feel.
It's a little rockier. I know you like Stephen King.
Yeah, I've been to Maine a few times.
What's it like?
It's very rocky, coastal,
lush.
It's beautiful. Trees.
Yeah, it is beautiful. Really, yeah. It's
lobsters.
It's gorgeous.
It's kind of like Michigan, only more so when you get up there north.
It's not like Michigan at all.
It's much like it. It's the same thing.
You do that for every state. What's Florida like? Oh, it's like Michigan.
It's like Michigan. What's California like? Michigan.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened to him in Michigan during some sort of.
I can tell you.
Formative. He must have got played by a world class prostitute.
First time in Michigan.
Hyman Fest 78.
It was just.
He found $10,000 while getting his first bead.
and then she.
On the beach.
Yep. And she gave him $100 for the privilege of giving him the blowy.
What a great state this is.
Good God.
We had a lot of James Bond talk yesterday, and I don't even remember why. It was somebody's birthday. Was
Sean
it?
Connery's.
Okay. Yeah, that's why.
Here's our James Bond tribute. One of the few characters that has his own chord.
You really like that, don't you?
Oh, it's amazing.
It's a cool chord.
It's not amazing.
I like that chord a lot.
And didn't we figure out how to play that last year?
It's like
diminish something?
I did. I figured it out.
You want to figure it out again?
It'll take me 10 minutes.
By the way, Willie, you missed it yesterday. Did you play any songs yesterday?
Oh, yeah. You don't remember
a couple of them.
There was one about Kentucky.
You remember the one about Kentucky.
I did three songs yesterday, and my big hit that's sweeping the internet.
I very rarely, you know me, I don't go out a lot during the day, but yesterday I went to three places, every place. Tell Pat we said hi. You are the new sensation.
Willie, we should explain. There are certain words, when you say them, you want to finish them. The word Kentucky, for example.
Oh, got it.
I paused on the first part of Kentucky.
And he didn't use the end part.
And then he paused for a long time.
Well, then.
See, I was trying to improvise.
Instead of us being broadcast pros trying to help him, we just start laughing.
Mm-hmm. Well,
which
froze,
only made it worse.
Yep. And I made it worse.
Yep. That'll happen in here.
That leads to our next letter, actually. It says, hello, fine people, including the filthy-mouthed Pat guy.
I didn't do it on purpose. Everybody
what country is the writer from?
You're not going to believe it. This
Michigan.
Is Nathan. Nathan is from Ohio.
Hey, all right.
He goes, I consider myself a James Bond aficionado, and I have a few corrections regarding yesterday's impromptu James Bond segment.
Hot dog. Cool.
Denise Richards' character was Dr. Christmas Jones. We just said her name was Dr. Christmas.
Yeah, I thought it was her last name. So it's Christmas Jones. Okay.
Barbara Carrera is technically not a Bond girl because the movie Never Say Never Again is not recognized as belonging to the James Bond franchise.
Fair enough.
Why is that?
Because that was not made by the Cubby Broccoli organization.
Oh, and they couldn't use the music.
And it is it's a terrible
movie.
Who's
the Bond in that?
It's Connery again. Yeah. They offered him a ton of money to come back. And
Never Say Never Again.
It's awful. Yeah, it's not. Okay. He's correct. It is not part of the... it doesn't belong in the franchise. Plenty O'Toole is, in fact, a Bond girl, but a secondary Bond girl to Tiffany Case in Diamonds Are Forever.
Ah.
I couldn't remember which one Plenty O'Toole was in. The topic was, these names aren't even subtle.
No.
Pussy galore, I mean.
Octopussy.
Really.
I mean, Dr. Christmas Jones, Christmas makes more sense as a last name than a first name. That's even sillier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's silly, but it's...
Wasn't Pam Grier Dr. Christmas Jones in one of those movies?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Then he says, lastly, for my money, Claudine Auger is the prettiest Bond girl playing Domino in the movie Thunderball.
Yeah, she's amazing.
And that's, cool. I think that's...
That's a good name.
I would
that
argue that's
a
the best
great Bond movie.
I would argue that's the best Bond.
That's the one from the Bahamas, right?
Yeah.
That's my favorite one.
Mm. Yeah, that's a really good. And then although the song is ridiculous.
Does he wear that blue jumpsuit in that one?
Is that Tom Jones?
Yeah.
It's
Thunderball.
I didn't say I'll agree with you. It is a great song, but it is ridiculous because there's no such thing as a thunder. They kind of make up. Even Tom Jones said, "What the hell's a Thunderball?"
Well, have you heard Diamonds Are Forever, that song?
Come on.
Diamonds Are Forever.
But P.S. There's an important P.S. here. Chick, McGee.
Shut the hell up.
You've ruined the song Skyfall for me.
Skyfall!
No, she ruined it.
I think about Skyfall.
Stick to the name of the movie title.
I'm nailing it. You go ahead, play Skyfall. That's what she does.
Skyfall!
I think that's a pretty good...
It is. It is.
Adele's a great singer.
And we've determined...
Here we go. Skyfall.
That's cool.
Skyfall.
I forgot to ask it. Does she do this when she in her live show?
No.
No?
Skyfall!
Are you sure?
I'm not sure, but why would you?
Because it's a great song.
It's a good melody.
How? Why?
I would kind of think it would bring the house down a little bit, too.
Honestly, do you think that's a good song?
Yeah.
Will you make a point at some point in your life from this moment forward to listen to the Skyfall in some capacity?
Okay, maybe over Labor Day weekend.
I like to click it on while I'm grilling.
If you want to get into an argument, though, the best Bond songs, of course it starts...
I don't think there are any best Bond songs.
I don't even like Live and Let Die.
It's like Zeppelin's and doing Goldfinger. I think it's corny.
Goldfinger's great.
It's a ham-fisted vocal.
Willie, have you watched the Becoming Led Zeppelin documentary?
I haven't. Do you like it?
Yeah, it's great, and it's pretty funny because John Paul Jones and Jimmy Page both play on the hit version of the song Goldfinger.
Hit version.
Well, no, but it was a huge hit, great song.
Why isn't the hit version the same as the movie version?
No, they're the same. With respect to Bond songs, only a handful have been hits on Billboard.
I see what you're saying.
And I would imagine probably I think you may be right, Chick. Live and Let Die, probably number one, maybe, or that Duran Duran song.
Of You to a Kill. That's an awful song. They're all bad.
The Carly Simon one.
Heaven Above Me, the smile above me. Yeah.
I think Goldfinger works because it's so over the top. And
they all work for
that
the movies.
That really works. Yeah.
But nothing works like this. Skyfall!
I don't understand why this is considered one of the worst for you.
I don't. There's no...
Because it's forced a little bit?
Not at all. It's not nearly as forced as throwing The Spy Who Loved Me into that song.
Skyfall.
This is at least front and center.
Skyfall. Okay.
She stands tall because Skyfall. Man, that's brilliant, Josh.
I don't know what you guys want from a effing Bond theme.
Yeah. I think we're all a little jaundiced because he's shoved Goldfinger down our throat.
Yeah, a lot.
In our ears for so many years.
Goldfinger.
Well, no. Let's hear it. Shirley belt it out. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, she's still alive.
Well, let's check.
Gold casket.
I mean, when is that? That movie's what, like 64 or something?
61 years old.
Yeah. Still talking about
here
it.
Here we go.
Yeah, we are.
Surely is this how you guys feel when I talk about Star Wars? Is that what this is?
No, it's like a nice modern change of pace.
Oh, my God. That is such a breath of fresh air.
We long for the days of talking about
Star Wars. Please talk about Star Wars.
Yeah, something from the 70s, for God's sake. Here's the song.
He's the man.
Okay, thanks, Shirley. We're not going to get one better than that. Okay.
A spider's touch.
I mean, it is brassy, isn't it?
Shirley is 88.
Is what it is.
She's 88?
Yes.
Wow. I just think Jimmy Page sitting there playing the rhythm guitar.
What else did she have as a hit?
She's really pretty, actually, for her age. I mean, she looks pretty good.
She's single?
Let's see.
Oh, you got to nail that.
I'd love to nail that.
Think about that. Write a song for sure.
What if we combined two of Tom's favorite things, and we got Eddie, our engineer, to make us a Big Mouth Shirley Bassey, and it's a Billy Big Mouth Bass.
Oh, yeah.
But it sings Goldfinger.
Oh,
my gosh.
Wait a minute. That was a motion
sensor.
That
is brilliant.
And you walked in here, it was dark, and that thing went off.
Yeah.
It would scare you.
You'd never stop laughing, though. Oh, you'd never stop laughing.
That's probably not that hard to do.
No. There are videos of people putting their own songs on those Big Mouth Billy Bass.
I just heard Eddie leave the building.
I didn't realize she's from the United Kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
Sessions, of course, in London.
She's a dame or whatever they call that, the female girl knight.
Dame Shirley, Veronica Basie.
Tom, where did she come from? I don't know any of her other hits. Being serious.
I don't remember. Was she on the West End and the equivalent of Broadway over there?
I don't know.
Because that certainly is an odd pop sound. In any event, we got a nice letter here from Gwen. We had my dad cremated.
Oh, okay.
When he died 16 years ago. At the time, we had a beautiful speedboat on Elk Lake in northern Michigan.
Jeez.
We figured what a fitting place for his ashes to be spread.
So beautiful up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My dad also had a race car and always liked to go fast, so we figured we'd hammer the gas and toss him into the lake. My sisters and I were emotional, of course.
Of course.
And my husband agreed to be the one who would toss the ashes out of the back of the boat.
My sisters and I were emotional, of course. Cut to them cheering on a speedboat that's now, that's now theirs.
This counts as emotional. Hey. Happy is an emotion.
Brand new speedboat.
Gwen, I'm so sorry.
Relief is an emotion.
So once again, we have them on the boat.
Yeah.
Now, for the purposes of my dream about this letter, it's a Chris Craft.
Of course.
And it's a beautiful old wooden boat.
Yeah. Nice teak.
Inboard. You, that motor.
Shirley Bassey is at the helm. Captain's
like
hat.
Sounds like this. And these three girls are kind of tearing up, thinking about what a great guy their dad was.
Well, and, I'm sure one of them had issues with it. So,
screaming at the gods. Yeah.
So once again, the husband of Gwen agrees to toss the ashes from the back of the boat.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. I bet he did.
We were going at least 40 miles an hour across this beautiful lake when my husband tossed the ashes out. They swirled and came back and covered my husband in white ashes from head to toe.
Ooh.
He jumped into the lake. By the way, it was Elk Lake in May.
Chilly.
Good times and very chilly. Well, that's a sweet story. Do you remember the letter we had from a guy that was a pilot in Ohio, and they'd rent the plane and they'd throw the ashes over some.
Yep.
They'd fly low and throw the ashes out, and he said they half the time most of them would blow back in. So he said he's got a little shop vac in his hangar that has the ashes of quite a few people in it that didn't quite make it to the ground.
What about that guy yesterday who sent us a letter? He grew up next to a crematorium. Ugh. And his mom and dad would give him a dust mop and go out and clean the cars off from the ash that would settle on the cars.
You remember my story about my
dad,
right?
Two or three times a week.
My dad's in the living room.
My dad was in the living room for 10 years, and my sister said, we have to spread his ashes. That's what he wanted.
Yeah.
And he was a water pollution control biologist. That's what he did. Right. His whole life was to save our lakes and our rivers, and he wanted to be put in his favorite river. So we go down there and we, you know, get a little emotional and we say a prayer. And we, we picked a place where there was a little waterfall. So we thought, oh, this will be great. It'll just send his ashes down the river. Sunk, polluted the darn river. I don't think this is what Dad had in mind.
This isn't really what he wanted.
I actually finished his life by doing the one thing he spent his life trying to not do.
Kind of Oedipal, actually, when you think about it.
It actually was quite funny at the time, but yeah.
Well, I'm sure there are people that have done really negative things to ashes.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Let's not go there.
Grab the litter box.
Yeah. That was my first thought. Yeah, kitty litter. Or
I know my dad wants to go two places. The Metropolitan Opera or a San Franciscan bathhouse.
That's what he is told.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Action. Next Roll is a groundbreaking podcast created and executive produced by Vernon Davis.
This is where we talk about reinvention.
The series explores the transformative journeys of athletes, artists, comedians, and entrepreneurs.
They don't just stop here. They just keep going.
Next Roll isn't about what's next. It's about why they do it, how they overcome fear, and the resilience it takes to keep evolving at the highest level.
That's what it's all about. Stay tuned.
Next Roll with Vernon Davis. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.